NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Alexi Horowitz-Ghazi.
And I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Mike Winkleman says people are often confused when they meet him for the first time.
They're like, you're not what I expected at all. Because I'm very, like, dorky looking. A lot of people compare me to Bill Gates.
People are surprised because Mike Winkleman is not just any sweater-vested suburban dad in his late 30s who works from home. Mike is actually an extremely popular digital artist known to his 1.9 million Instagram followers, and many others, as Beeple.
Over the last several years, Mike, a.k.a. Beeple, has become pretty internet famous for what he calls his Everydays project, where he creates and posts an original piece of computer-rendered art, digital art, every single day.
Recently, his Everydays have taken the form of these disturbingly realistic, often grotesque sci-fi scenes, inspired by things in the news.
Like when Jeff Bezos announced he'd be stepping down as Amazon CEO last month, Mike posted a picture on Instagram captioned, "Release the Bezos."
Kind of like release the Kraken, this sort of, you know, giant squid thing. And so it's a giant Jeff Bezos head sort of in the ocean with tentacles sort of wreaking havoc. And he's holding up like shipping containers and stuff. And there's helicopters flying around him.
Mike has now been making and posting one image a day like this for over 13 years, totaling over 5,000 images. But for most of that time, Mike has actually made his money elsewhere, for a few years as a web designer, and more recently as a freelance digital artist for performers like Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber. Which is to say, Mike has been doing just fine financially.
But his own personal art, copied and pasted and shared across the internet though it is, has not directly made him much money. And the whole category of digital art, which is basically infinitely reproducible by definition, hasn't really been able to find purchase in the broader art market. Mike says it's basically been ignored by fancy art galleries and auction houses.
And they have quite a good reason, actually. There was no way to collect it.
Yeah.
Like, there was truly no technology available to collect my art in sort of a natively digital form.
At least that's what he thought until about 4 months ago. That's when Mike found out about a new kind of blockchain technology that has been rippling through the digital economy. It's a technology called NFTs, or non-fungible tokens.
NFTs are basically certificates of ownership, like unique barcodes that can't be duplicated. And you can attach them to all sorts of digital files, from pictures to videos to tweets. It's a way to own something you just couldn't really own in the past.
And Mike's story offers a window into how NFTs are already dramatically reshaping the art market, and kind of the whole idea of property in the digital age.
Because once Mike started looking into how these tokens, these NFTs, were being sold on online platforms, he realized they might offer a technological solution to that collectability problem that had left a lot of digital artists like him on the margins of the art establishment.
After the break, Mike Winkleman dips his toes into the NFT art market and pretty quickly gets totally soaked in money.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Microsoft Teams, helping Priority Bicycles transform the way they work. When the pandemic hit, they started doing virtual visits on Teams. Now people worldwide can come into their showroom. More at Microsoft.com/Teams. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Quicksilver Card. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's all there is to it. Just unlimited 1.5% cash back on everything you buy. What's in your wallet?
So after digital artist Mike Beeple Winkleman decided to get into the marketplace for NFTs, he set up an initial auction on an NFT platform called Nifty Gateway last October. These platforms are sites that basically administer the supply of new NFTs and oversee their exchange.
And in addition to a couple of individual NFTs Mike put up for auction, he also set up a kind of price experiment to give his fans a cheap way into NFT ownership while also testing out the market. He decided to create a limited set of 100 identical NFTs and to sell them for a dollar apiece.
I knew they were worth more than a dollar, but I thought they were maybe worth like maybe $50 or $100.
Yeah.
And so these instantly sold out, obviously. And pretty immediately, people started trading them because the thing with NFTs is you can immediately sort of resell them through the different platforms.
And because NFT transactions are conducted in the blockchain, they're all in public view, Blockchain is basically like an open ledger system where everyone can see every time one of these unique ownership tokens changes hands and for how much.
And this technology, this wide open ledger, holds a huge appeal for artists because every time an NFT is sold, these platforms are able to offer a 10% cut to people like Beeple as a condition of selling their work in the first place.
And Mike says within hours, people were flipping those $1 tokens for thousands of dollars.
So fast forward to today, those $1 editions recently this week sold for $300,000. You know, when it resells, 10% just automatically goes into my wallet.
Just to reiterate, every time somebody resells one of Mike's NFTs on one of these platforms, he's automatically cut into the deal for 10%, which he points out is a pretty marked improvement from how artists get paid in the normal art market.
About a month after that first auction, Mike set up another NFT drop, as they're called, a series of about 20 separate NFT auctions that he scheduled to play out over the course of a weekend. And Mike says he and his family went over to his brother's house for a kind of weekend watch party in the backyard.
How much had you made by the end of that weekend in December?
It grossed $3.5 million, and then after fees and everything, it kind of ended up to be about $3.3 million that I kind of like take home.
Not a bad weekend in the backyard.
That was a pretty good weekend.
And it wasn't too long after the success of those auctions before Mike got word that a prominent member of that highfalutin art establishment that had long ignored his kind of art wanted to get in on the action. Christie's, the esteemed British auction house founded in 1766, was interested in selling one of his pieces for their first ever auction of a purely digital NFT.
Noah Davis specializes in post-war and contemporary art at Christie's, and he was one of the folks tasked with bringing Beeple to the fancy art people. And so Noah sent Mike into his oeuvre and asked him to choose what he might sell to the Christie's crowd.
He came back to us with this mosaic collage of all 5,000 images in his Everyday's project, and that kind of punched me in the gut, really.
Because Noah says not only was the composite image aesthetically beautiful, but it also allowed viewers to zoom in and engage with any one of the 5,000 individual images that made up the Everyday's project.
That illustrated the capability of NFTs to do something that traditional art can't.
Noah says that he and many of his colleagues thought of the Beeple auction, which opened a couple weeks ago with a starting bid of $100, as a kind of test case for how NFTs and digital art could do in the high-rolling world of the international art market.
I could have never told you that in the first 10 minutes of bidding, we would get from $100 for our starting bid to more than $1 million.
The auction is still going on, but Noah says that with the current bid over $13 million, the Beeple auction has proved the market demand for digital art NFTs beyond a doubt. He admits that things are moving so quickly there is a risk for speculation and wild variations in price, but he says that Christie's will be extremely purposeful about how they go about choosing which NFTs to back.
Artist Mike Winkelmann, Beeple, for his part, says the newfound success of his work on the traditional art market has really exciting implications for tens of thousands of digital artists like him.
Does any part of you worry that this is a bubble or a flash in the pan of some sort?
I actually believe it is a bubble, to be quite honest. I think you're going to see a mad rush of people come to this space. And a lot of the stuff that people are making into NFTs is junk. And that stuff will not hold its value. And so it is quite speculative at this point. And you need to be sort of thinking about these things is what I'm investing in here something that is going to hold value over a long period of time?
And how many pieces do you still have available in your catalog just in case you wanted to sell them?
So quite a few. So out of the 5,000, I've sold 23.
But Mike says he doesn't plan to release much more of that catalog anytime soon. He understands that controlling the supply of Beeple Everydays may just be the key to keeping them in astronomical demand.
This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darian Woods with help from Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Sam Tsai and edited by Jolie Myers. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
On NPR's Consider This podcast, we help you make sense of one big story in the news every day, like how to combat disinformation and conspiracy theories, which pose a real threat to democracy, and what life looks like after you're vaccinated, the next phase of do's and don'ts. All that in 15 minutes every weekday. Listen now to Consider This from NPR.